This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
It's Halloween. That there was the Shags with It's Halloween. And this is a music show, episode number 139. I have to start the Halloween show with that. It's part of the contract with the show and the producer. And plus, it's also Dazman's favorite song.
Fake news.
His number one favorite song. He always
you are fake
play,
news.
Tell him, it's only for Halloween.
And so when they make up stories like that, that's just made up. They're so bad, so inaccurate. And what that does is it creates a false narrative.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in this week. I have a couple of Halloween-ish themed songs. Not really, though. And then we'll get back into the regular stuff. Someone in the hfzone.org chat group talked about this one. They asked me if I was going to play this one for Halloween. And I found this record earlier on this year, and I set it aside for just this occasion. Here's Bauhaus. We'll be right back.
Yeah. control your fears. One sign of fright and weakness and they'll set upon you. Giant toads. A two-legged rabbit hopping horribly. Beware, there's an Ethiopian giant jetting fire through his eyes with a darting tongue of flame 9 inches long. A three-headed cat. Look out. Snakes are gliding under the skirts of your robes, coiling around your legs. Blast them hence with your magic wand. Begone! You feel an invisible force pressing upon you? Exercise it. Begone and banish, spirit of fear. I blast thee from this hallowed circle, a sanctuary, a place made safe. Shrink to nothing as I shrink the foul name, a Shabriri. Briri, Riri, Iri, Ri, Os Nortinos, Shrotinos, Nortinos, Dino, Inos, Nos, Os. The invisible demon is gone. They are at bay. But they are ominous, imminent. There lurks a scaly dog without a tail, slimy green with yellow eyes, decapods and scorpions, cirripedes, scurrying mice. There, a fantastic holothurian with a grinning head, a minotaur with multiple claws, a rabid monkey with a cudgel, toothless hag slithering reptilian on her belly. Take care. Dark-eyed girl, slinking seductively, smooth and voluptuous with silky hair and softly sloping flanks. She smiles. The smile of the succubus, salacious, her mouth. The awful, gaping, crimson mouth of hell, foul, toothless, spitting blood. There slithers now a monstrous, slimy snake with the face of a newborn babe, indescribable monsters with outspread fins, bristling spikes like pterodactyls, spondylus, hogfish, flying crab beetles, disembodied, bloodied heads, crawling like centipedes, bloated babies, branchiopods, triangular, horrible reptiles, porcupine scorpions, lizard cats, vampire bats, mocking imaginations, flying red-eyed rats, fish-headed hunchback, growling, grotesque, prancing, dancing, lovely, bloody, ghastly girls, hopping, throwing filth, a beautiful baboon in royal robes, flapping, flagellating, monstrous, diabolical, obscene, erotimous bush, sulfurous, putrid, livid, gangrenous, vaporous, phosphorescent enormity. Awful spirits to do what you desire. Perhaps to reveal a secret, to foretell the future, to lead you to some secret hiding place. Perhaps you command them to torment an enemy, or help a friend, or to enchant the person whose love you passionately desire. Sometimes a host of fiendish, unruly demons will appear in hideous, visible form, as you have just experienced. But sometimes only one or two spirits will appear, perhaps grotesque, or if you're lucky, in a reasonably agreeable form. At other times, you may only see a shadowy shape, or perhaps a bird, or a spider, or a bat. Spirits frequently appear as large buzzing flies, and sometimes you cannot see them at all, but you can only feel their presence.
I was standing on the country road waiting for a ride. The stars were shining brightly in the country sky. I was puffing on a cigarette, a friend that rode, when I got me captured by a UFO. 27 slinky fingers reached out for me. 27 freaky voices said, welcome human being. We don't want to blow your mind, but you should know. You've just been captured by a UFO. Everything the Bible told us so. You can blame it on the country, blame it on the stone, but I've just been captured by a UFO.
blink, blink, blink. Some beady bloodshot eyeballs were staring down at me. Then they asked me for my name and I stand and touched my nose. I knew I was captured by a UFO. Them beady eyes were on me and the judge, he was a dog. They said I didn't see a single thing I said I saw. And all I had to say, they said before they'd let me go, was that I wasn't captured by a UFO. Now I don't know the answers to questions I don't know, but I believe in everything the Bible told me so. You can blame it on the country, blame it on the stone, but I've just been captured by a UFO. Cigarettes, my friend, that grow for me. And as soon as they turned back, I lit one, and you know, I was recaptured by a UFO. Now I don't know the interesting things that I don't know, but I believe in everything the Bible told me so. You can blame it on the country, blame it on the stone, but I've just been captured by you.
Well, there was sort of a spooky tale about being abducted by a UFO. That was Roy Payne, a Canadian gentleman, with Captured by a UFO. And that was an LP that I picked up quite a while ago. And this is another one of the ones I set aside for Halloween. I didn't find too many this year. But I did find the previous track that we heard before Roy Payne. That was Vincent Price there from an LP that came out in 1969 called Witchcraft, Magic, and Adventure in Demonology. So we just heard a segment of a track called How to Invoke Spirits, Demons, and Unseen Forces. Pretty crazy stuff, eh? This whole record is nuts, actually. It's a double LP. And I started off the set there with a requested song. I can't remember if it was Catface McMeow Meow or Tashin Reshner who asked if I was going to play any Bauhaus for Halloween. And there you go. I just did. So we just heard Bela Lugosi's Dead. We didn't just hear it. That was the start of the set. Coming in at 9+ minutes. And who would have thought the cornerstone of goth music or goth whatever is kind of built on dub. How about that? Lots of great echo effects. Pretty outstanding first track from Bauhaus. And I guess it was all downhill from there. All right, let's get into the regular type of show. Here's a great track by The Flirtations. Oh, Just heard Candy Staton with a song called Count on Me from 1981 on the Sugar Hill record label. And that's another one I didn't have and happy to add it to my Sugar Hill collection. Before that was a group called The Flirtations with a song called Nothing But a Heartache from 1968 originally. And it's a weird 7-inch that I have here on Underground Records. And we just heard the Flirtations there. But the flip side is another group called Hedgehoppers Anonymous with a song called Good News Week, originally released 1965. So I'm not really sure what's going on with that record. But yeah, that's the one that I found there. Yeah, the other track there, the Hedgehoppers Anonymous, is not a great song. All right, let's get into some reggae. I got a handful of reggae records over the weekend. I was at two record fairs over the weekend, and I found these two and a few more at the second record show. Let's start off with Lee Van Cleef and Devin Perkins.
This song is specially dedicated to all the lovers. It in the morning, she loves it every time that
To let the good time roll. Special dedication to all those who like to seek an attraction. Yeah, deep, baby. Check it out.
Yeah.
Nice dub reggae there for you. So we just heard the Revolutionaries with a song called 45 Magnum, and that was a version of a song called Action by Clint Eastwood, and this is on the Jaman record label. And then on the Ja Guidance record label, we heard Bam Salute from Lee Van Cleef and Devon Perkins. And that was also the version there for you. I have some great reggae there for you. All right, I would like to do some shout-outs, and then I'll have some more music and some data for you to decode. All right, I'll start with Twitter this week. Lots of people checking in on Twitter. Emergency Tucson out in Arizona posting a video of the reception out their way. Very nice. Donnie K5BKR in Texas with a very nice signal. Again, on his tiny GP5 SSB, I think, seated at a picnic table, and also posting a nice decode there as well. DX Sphere checking in for the first time, reporting a good signal out in Eastern Washington. Yeah, great to hear from you, DX Sphere. Hopefully you can do some decoding coding in the future. Tashin Rushner checking in from Houston, Texas with a very nice decode of both the image and the text and also the bonus mode. There was some fell to hell last week, so hopefully you were able to decode that. Yet another reason to record the data segment of the show so you can go back and decode stuff in case I've added anything. Let's see, James in Indiana, I think also checking in for the first time. That's James, K-A-9-V-I-G, listening in on a Holocrafters SX-99. How about that? Nice classic radio. Bobby in Louisiana checking in. He caught a decode and listened to the show on Mitch, KJ7-CAT is SDR out there in Arizona. Good to hear from you, Bobby. Catface from Camarillo posting a couple of decodes, both at his local location and also the KFS SDR located in Half Moon Bay. How about that? DRMNA.info checking in and wanted to mention that the Baba Brooks ska track that I played last week was a favorite. I agree. That was a great one. And posting a nice decode along with his co-pilot ZR. Thanks for checking in, guys. Matt, W0MDK out towards Colorado, posting a nice decode. Good to hear from you, Matt. Jeff Beer posting a t-shirt picture, wearing an official This Is a Music Show t-shirt, and also a video of the image decode from last week. Thank you very much, Jeff. Jim W2DSX out in Long Island, New York, posting a nice decode. Thank you very much, Jim. Zach R in Alabama with a wintry decode, lots of snow. Thanks very much, Zach. It's amazing that it triggered again, and also the Feld Hell RXID triggered as well, which is super cool. KD8ITE posting a nice decode. Thank you very much. And Jolly Roger Mania figured out the source of last week's image. It was not music related. It's from an old book that I had in storage that I pulled out. It's the cover art for Op Amp Circuit Design and Applications by James Carr there on the tab book label. I was going to say record label. Yeah, great book label with lots of or book publisher with lots of great electronic circuit books. Let's see, a couple more people on Twitter I'd like to say hello to. Brian W8LN, thank you for tuning in and also putting the word out each week out on Twitter. Over in the UK, hello to One Deck Pete and Jerry Hectic. And over in Japan, aahachiyonmi.jp. Let's see, heading over to email, I heard from Steve W4OGM out in Georgia with once again a nice decode and a great reception report. Thank you very much, Steve. And finally, I'd like to say hello to all my friends at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. Hello to Frigid, Catface McMeow Meow, Jeff, Daddy Dave, Tashin Reshner, and Dazman, and everyone else there hanging out at hfzone.org Discord chat group. So I will pop in maybe around now to say hello to everyone, and maybe I will say hello to you too. All right, if you'd like to get in touch by other means, you can contact me on Twitter. This is a music show, but no W on the end. And my email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Let me know where you're listening from, if you had any favorite songs this week, if you're listening in on a cool radio, or whatever. I would love to hear from you. All right, it is time for a bit more music, and then we will have some data. Up next is the flautist from Jethro Tull on his own. It's Ian Anderson. Again, that was Ian Anderson, formerly of Jethro Tull. This is his solo LP for 1983 called Walk Into Light, and we heard the song Fly By Night, which I think was the first single off that LP. All right, it is time for some MFSK 64 text and image, and this week it will be backed by a Bert Kampert song called Cherokee. All right, here you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okie dokie, there was your MFSK64 text and image for this week's program. I would love to see results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com, or you can post your results over on Twitter. My handle there, once again, is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. And a quick reminder, go check out thisisamusicshow.com to get yourself a This Is a Music Show official t-shirt or a sweatshirt or a mug. Everyone's getting it and they're great. Everyone loves it. And you can also send over a couple bucks to help pay for airtime. Yeah, all the proceeds from the shirts and such go towards buying more airtime. So yeah, please chip in if you can. All right, I have one last song for you, and it's by a group I've played a couple times before on this program. I just found their last LP at the one of the record fairs over the weekend. It's a group from Germany called Propaganda. This is from their last LP called 1234, and it's the final track on this LP, and it's called, I think it's in Italian. It is La Carne, La Morte, E L D La La Di La 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 Lo. It translates to meat and what was it? Meat, death, and the devil is what I want to say. All right, yeah, kind of a cool instrumental track. I hope you enjoy it. All right, this was a music show, episode number 139, and I am your host, and I thank you very much for tuning in this week, and I hope you'll join me again next week. Take care, everyone. See ya.